Hello, everybody. It is me, Julian. And you are listening to, you know what, the Stoke Source radio program. The radio show, the radio, whatever you want to call it. I'm using a different mic today. This is a Shure SM7B. A friend of mine loaned it to me because I'm tracking vocals on some new songs that are coming out. And so he kindly lends it to me, so the vocals won't sound terrible. I mean, you know, I'm sure it would have worked fine. I used it for my last EP, actually. It's a little Rode USB mic, and it works fine, but, you know, anyway, bit of an upgrade. Well, thank you to everyone who's here. On today's show, I guess the biggest thing here is that Stoke Source has changed to 10 a.m. AEST, which is 0000 on the Universal Standard Time. Yeah, it's a bit of a change. We'll see how it goes. We test it out for a few weeks, but for now, this is where we are. So thank you for joining us. Yeah. Today's episode has a bit of a theme. It's all kind of newer indie rock slash, I don't even know, honestly. It's kind of like, the thing is, I don't actually know what this genre is. Because when I say indie rock, it can mean so many different things, which kind of annoys me because I know it's not all of the things that are within indie rock. It's just a small little sub-genre. And so that's kind of I got this little theme. I just went through this tangent of listening to my old music, and I was like, yeah, I'm playing this on today's show. And the first song is called New Flesh by Current Joys. It makes me feel so, I don't really know how to describe it, actually. It's like a nostalgic, but also it feels like futuristic. I don't know why. It's just like this, it's this futuristic, nostalgic feeling that I get. But yeah, in other news, I haven't had a phone for like a week and a half. Which has been amazing, I will have you know. I was down in my local beach, out on a pier, like a rock pier, and I always go down to the bottom, like at the water level, and my phone was in my pocket, and it just literally slipped out, just straight into the water. And I was like, oh, whoops. But it was only like a foot down underneath some rocks, and so I reached in and grabbed it. And it was dead. Corroded, goodbye, be gone, no more Nick friend, and it's been great, bro. When I wake up, I stretch, I get on a bike, and I ride around the neighborhood. Actually, I have a coffee while I stretch, and then I get my bike, and I ride around, and then I come home, have a shower, and that's when I start to get to work. But there's no 25-minute delay on scrolling my phone, it's nothing like that. It's just whole element is just gone out of my life, which is like so interesting because I didn't even know how trapped I was in it, you know, how hooked. It's a vicious cycle. And so I've been getting a lot done and reading more and listening to more music and making more music. Just overall my production is just higher, increased creativity. So that's new from my end of the street. But without further ado, my friends, here is a song called New Flesh by Current Joys. Enjoy it.
Listen to the cure and then a cry.
I don't know if you guys get the same like weird feeling when you listen to that song, but I do. I don't know. It's a good feeling though. It's not like a bad weird. I went on Fiverr, and I contacted this guy about getting some art done. Basically, because when I did my EP, the one thing that was holding me back is not having artwork when all the songs were done. Because I was so focused on trying to finish the songs and feeding back on mixes and whatnot, on getting those songs tight, that I didn't even think about artwork. I mean, it was there. I knew I needed to have some like really punchy, interesting artwork, but I just wasn't giving it any attention. So this time, while I'm mixing the song or getting it mixed and still finishing it, I've contacted this guy to do the art, and I've got this idea of like this 8-bit kind of pixel art. The song reminds me of like 8-bit pixels when I listen to it. Well, actually, I showed it to a friend, and he has a studio and whatnot, and he described it as very two-dimensional. You know, he gave me some very critical feedback, which was nice to have, but he described it as two-dimensional. And when he said that, as a kind of like, not an insult, but like critiquing it, I was like, man, that's so true. It is so two-dimensional. I'm going to make artwork like that. And so I think this guy's going to do a good job. It's like a disco ball and some weird cool stuff in 8-bit. And speaking of songs that I've been working on, a couple of years ago, I made this little song when I first started getting into Logic, and I had an interface, so I was just on it playing guitar and always laying some stuff down, just getting my head around Logic, and I still haven't got my head around it properly. And I was probably like 15 or 16, and the school at the time that I went to, my high school, was giving me a real hard time about having long hair, because I just wanted long hair, and my school was just so strict about it, and all my friends wanted long hair. I suppose we're all surfers, so I guess that has something to do with it. But I mean, like, kids should be able to have long hair, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is wrong in my books that they make us cut our hair, but that's a story. And I decided I'm going to write a song about it. And this is what I came up with. So here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Like the one that trapped inside a box, I'm stuck between a rock and a hiccup. Whoa, whoa. Tell me about the rules and I'll pass. Say that we are equal, well, equality my ass.
Listening to that again, I've actually noticed it's got quite a strong message, especially in the chorus. I like it a lot, and I think I'm going to recreate it using some of the same elements, like the guitar, and maybe possibly most of the lyrics. I'll probably redo the second verse. I like the first verse. But yeah, there you go. That's a little snippet from a couple of years ago. And it will come back to life. This next song is it's called Orpheus Under the Influence. Man, I saw something else today. What was it? Orpheus. Hang on. Give me one second. Orpheus in the Underworld. I don't know what the hell it was. But here, I'm on YouTube, and I just clicked on it, and it comes up with big orchestra. Jock Offbench, Orpheus in the Underworld. See, there's all these. I think this is like a in reference to that, perhaps, this song, because it's called Orpheus Under the Influence, you know, something similar there. I just wonder what it is. But here it is, guys. Listen to it. How it completely changes styles, and it goes to like that. I don't know. It's like it's the word I'm looking for, bossa nova kind of thing. For me, it really keeps things interesting when I'm listening to it, and that's always a big important thing to keep the listener engaged. The next song today is by Crumb, and it's called Lock It. I've played one of Crumb's songs on here before. Played Plants, the song Plants. This one's Lock It. And me and my friend, who I play gigs with regularly out of restaurants and whatnot, me and him are super close and always play this song in the car. If it's raining especially, this song on a rainy day hits different. Here it is. Thank you. the friend that I was talking about before, who was describing my music as two-dimensional, he was talking to me and he said, Julian, there's three types of musicians. The first type is the one that knows exactly how they want it, exactly how they want it played, produced, exactly how they want it to sound. Everything is, they've got it. They don't want to collaborate. You know, they want, if they're working with a mix engineer, they just want to get the sound that they have in their head and, you know, not have any addition from the engineer or anything like that, or anyone else for that matter. And in addition to knowing exactly what they want and where they want it and how they want it to sound, they also suck. That's how he described it. You know, they're not going anywhere. The second type of musician is one who has similar characteristics in that they know exactly how they want it to sound. They've got the idea, they've, you know, it's all them. But they've got talent and they know what they want to do and where they want to go. And you know, they actually sound good and are good. And the third type is the exact same as the second type, except they are open to collaboration and, you know, getting people on and oh, how about this and change this and, oh, maybe, yeah. But, you know, at the end of the day, of course, it's their decision if it's their song. But, you know, they want other people's input and, oh, can you lay some bass on this or play some drums exactly how you want it? You know, I'm not fussy. You do your thing. So I thought that was quite an interesting take, and sums it up quite well. Got another song here on Stoke Source Radio today. It is called Honey Thighs by Strong Boy. Super happy song, uplifting, just a floating song. So here it is. Wait, before I drop that in, one thing that's cool about this song is the bass. Yeah, just listen to the bass walking up and down. It's super cool. Here we go.
Open.
Thighs by Strong Boy. I think it's a very nice song. Last week I went to a screen printing place and they were in Maroochydore. I think I might have mentioned this on last week's show actually. But since then, I've been in again, brought some designs and done up some drafts on the computer with him there. They're looking pretty good. I'm keen to print them. We got a Stoke Sauce shirt and we got a television shirt. And so, yeah, they're the two designs I'm coming out with, hopefully before October 3rd, because on October 3rd, I'm playing a little festival on the Sunshine Coast, which is going to be fun. I'm going to do it with the band, and they're all great musicians. So I'm keen for it, and I'm keen to drop those shirts. I'm keen for you guys to see them. And yeah, in other news, I don't really have any. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to the Stoke Sauce Radio Show, because your radio isn't even on if Stoke Sauce isn't playing. And shout out to Froggy Me for playing a little snippet of a song on his show this morning. My lazy ass was sleeping, but I still listened to the archive. But still, thank you all for listening to the Stoke Sauce radio program. I'll catch you all next week at 0000 UTC. Bye-bye.